Was there an element of caution in your approach in terms of making sure you kept the ball and were prepared to let them have the ball at times?
Yes and no. I mean, they're all the way through pre-season now. They're finished. They start next week. We're halfway through pre-season, so, and we do half what they do. So we're only in twice a week. They're in 5 days a week. So I expect them to be 3 or 4 weeks ahead of us. We've got to respect the opposition. I think when we played them in the FA Cup, we made too many elementary mistakes, going high, getting punished, and, you know, the game kind of peters out. However, speak to their manager, McSheffrey, and their assistant, Steve. They've just said, you know, Rotherham haven't caused us a problem. You caused us a problem today, which is really pleasing. For 40 minutes, I thought we were exceptional and made them change the shape and, you know, made them change the tactics slightly. But then we probably just run out of steam. You know, we did, and then their class sold after that.
But you must be pleased that it was a very competitive match for most of the game. It didn't, you know, as one or two people said to me at half time, and looking at it, if you didn't know, you wouldn't go, oh, well, one of them is a minor league team and the other one's miles down the pyramid.
I think as the season goes on, you're always going to miss players. I think we missed something going forward. I think we missed Linney off Max. You know, that would have been exciting if we could have thrown that in. And I think we might have posed them a few more problems going forward. I was really happy with the way we moved the ball. You know, there's a lad out there for them, Tomlin. He's played, you know, cost $3.5 million, $4 million his career, and he turned around to Charlie Ennison first half and said, you know, we haven't been schooled like that for a long time. So as a manager, you're delighted. You never want to lose games of football. That's the thing. So I'm not deflated. I'm just, you know, it's the first time in pre-season we've got beat, but got beat to a really good side. And, you know, we're making friends with Doncaster now, the FA Cup and the friendly. I'm hoping we can do this again next year.
And the goals were three pieces of quality. You would, well, tell you from your point of view, from us, they were very quick. I mean, from the point, you're going to tell us what maybe we could have done, but I thought there were three good pieces of quality.
Yeah, I think, you know, the second one, the wonder strike, we got cut apart in the midfield. He didn't play the through ball. I thought we were too deep, and then he's hit one, and he's flown in. Again, the last one, we've got to do better. I thought the first goal was excellent for them. I thought they moved the ball around, and some of the moves that they did, I mean, Lavercombe's made some world-class saves today. You know, he's absolutely brilliant, and, you know, that's what we're up against. But no, I've disappointed with 2 goals we conceded. If we conceded them in the league campaign, I'd be saying the same thing to you. I'm not saying that they score them goals because they're pro footballers. I think we switched off in key areas. But no, I'm happy the first 40 minutes. I am disappointed, and I've said it to the lads in there, I'm disappointed with the impact of some of the subs. I think they could have done more when they came on. And I've said, you know, come August the 13th, you can't knock on my door if you haven't made that 16. This is what the minutes are for. Everyone's going to get the same minutes, you know, apart from Jack Bennett, who's come back from a knee injury. And lads who are away on holiday, everyone's going to be pretty much up there with minutes. And I just don't think the impact of our subs today was as good as it has been in the past. But, you know, that's no reflection on the scoreline.
What are these players learning playing against full-time professionals? What are this, like someone like Max McCarthy, who probably had quite an exasperating afternoon because he'd been doing really well. What can he take from it?
I think at our level, and that's no disrespect to our level, I think you have a little bit more time on the ball. I think you can secure the ball without a defender stepping across you. I think here, as soon as you're thinking about your next thing to do, the lads in front of you, the lads across you, the lads nipping it off your feet, and they counter-attack a lot better because the rotations and the fitness are a lot better. So we learn a lot of how we are out of possession. And I thought out of possession first half we were great. I thought out of possession second half we were ropey and we were stretched, but that's because a lot of changes were made. But I think you just learn about the, you know, you can. So Mike Donoghue could go toe-to-toe with anybody in their team if you put him on a treadmill and said run for 20 minutes or on a roll. But when you're playing against somebody who's used to having the football with that football fitness 5 days a week to where Michael's got it 2 days a week now, that's where you come unstuck. That doesn't mean our fitness levels are poor. It just means that it's harder to keep up with them on the ball. But I'm happy with where we're at. You know, we've only got on the training pitch 3 times here, James, this season. It's another game and another one on Tuesday.
We edged Lavercombe, edged Jones for the man of the match with ours. We thought Lavercombe, some of his saves, absolutely brilliant. But Curtis, you said at the end last season, what was your regret about what made the difference about why things hadn't gone slightly better? And you did say Curtis Jones, and I would suggest that you could see why. So the number of times he was there at key moments this afternoon, I thought was.
And again, the management team said, "Who's your centre half that holds everything together?" It was Curtis Jones, and you know he's exceptional and. Teams at our level or teams at this level, you know, you need a Curtis Jones, and our job now is to try and keep him fit because he's the best centre half in the league, and you can see what he means to us. The difficulty is that Kurt's had a few injuries over the last few years. He's not getting any younger, so you know he might pick up, you know, a few more injuries. But that's where your Andy Halls, your Jan Palinkas has got to come in and step up to the plate. Now, I'm hoping that Kurt goes all season, you know, and doesn't get injured, but there are, you know, I hope he's luckier than last season, not just for us, for himself as well, because it's mentally tough. But Curtis Jones is as good as anything. If I'm watching him, you know, man mark or play the way he does against a league team, then no disrespect to anyone at our level, I'm sure he can excel and help us do what we want to do this season.
Attendance of 854. You asked for an attendance in the interview, and that's very handy for a pre-season, isn't it?
Big thank you to everyone, you know, who's come through the doors today. I know it started off with Malcolm's, you know, which was really good. I went down there, but there was a buzz around the place today. There was a bit of noise, you know. Doncaster travelled, but it was nice to see people, you know, getting out of the house to see what we're doing, and I'm hoping that people have seen off new players today what we're doing and how we've changed and how the new additions are settling in. I'm sure, you know, people will say we haven't scored a goal again, but Regan Linney's not here, so, you know, there's always that. But it doesn't worry me. Our pre-season has gone superbly well, but it's nice to see faces that I haven't seen yet in pre-season. And hopefully as we progress now, as we motor on, you know, this time next week, Banbury at home, which will be another really difficult task with City, Liverpool. And then we get down to the last two. And like I said, I'm hoping that the fans can, you know, get a real following now before Atherton first game of the season, because I've no doubt there'll be 2,000 on here the first game, and the noise will be electric, and, you know, the pressure will be on us to win the game.
And finally, off the field, noticed an event last night in the club. It seems to be a lot of real uptake in the bookings. Or
yeah, there's got to be so much, so many superlatives paid to so many people now, and I don't want to name names because I know I'll miss one, but the work that's going on behind the scenes now with a really small team is extraordinary, and that's paid staff, that's volunteers, that's people giving up an hour here and there. You know, we're shouting about FC United, we're getting around the community, and only this week we've visited over 150 businesses, dropping off our commercial brochure, telling them about us. We're driving the van around, you know, we're marketing ourselves through social media, and everybody who's playing the little part behind the scenes is helping the club, you know, develop. And we've targeted in our business plan, can we get 60 events on there, you know, throughout the year? I'm sure we'll smash that. Can we get our sponsorship right? Can we get our match day dining right? Can we get our boards around the ground filled? And I'm so optimistic that all the hard work that's going on behind the scenes now, that in the next couple of weeks you're going to see a real upturn in people wanting to come to the football club that haven't been here before. And it's reputational, it's shouting about things that we're doing, and creating that atmosphere that this is a family community club that we want everyone to be part of. So it is a thanks. You know, my job's down there, but I see, you know, during the week, the tremendous amount of work that goes on in making sure that we're going to be solvent.
Well, our thanks to you, Neil, for that interview, and please pass on our thanks to all those people who are doing all that work. That's absolutely fantastic to hear. But we'll see you as the games go on, thick and fast.
Yep, great to see you again, James. Cheers. Yeah.